Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razza Riffs with Keith Razza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Excellent. We're back. How's it going, Alan Lee?
Very good, my friend. How are you doing? You've had quite a busy month.
I've been in school and I wrote a movie and I've been busy and doing all that
Las
stuff.
Las Vegas, Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald, Jeremy Hines.
Unbelievable. You have the life, man.
I have the life of a struggling...
You're a star.
Struggling star. Did I tell you I came in second place in the LA's Funniest?
No, I know that. I was there before the finals. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm sorry I didn't make the finals, but I'm congratulating you now.
Yeah. But this is fun because we're back in the studio, Razza Riffs, the podcast, the show.
We love it. We love it. It's our lives.
Yeah. I really like the show a lot. We got a great season ahead of us, man. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
All of them have been great, you know, but like the thing that's cool about our show is it just keeps getting better. Yeah?
I hope so.
It keeps rifting.
Oh, rifting, getting better at each rift.
Yeah. But we got, today in the studio, we got the great Fraser Smith.
A legend, another legend.
Yeah, he's going to be awesome. Fraser, I did comedy with, and he's coming in right now.
Sure.
He's looking nice.
Fraser, is he here?
Yeah, Fraser's right behind you.
I like, he's and a tall, Fraser Smith.
Fraser Smith, how you doing,
man,
pal?
He's a tall,
good man.
Tall,
thank you, buddy.
He's an elegant man. He's, oh, hello, Fraser.
Fraser, this
glad
is Alan
you,
Lee.
Alan,
Lee.
Alan
you,
how are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you.
How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Alan Lee's the trusty sidekick here.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
As far as my
very
life.
Good. My everyone needs one.
Don't they? Don't they?
I usually have one with me. They have the day off.
Who's your trusty sidekick?
My trusty sidekick is Harry Basil. Now, he has been following me all the way from Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't ask him to be my sidekick. He just showed up.
So you just call
up every day.
He just calls in on your radio show, or does
he
actually?
No, he just follows me in his car.
Nice.
Everywhere. And that's why no one can get a booking in Vegas, because he's too busy following me around.
That's true. Yeah. You and I did Vegas together.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Jeremy Hotz was supposed to be there, but Harry took the place because Jeremy broke his arm.
Well, and also because he was following me. So he followed me right to Vegas, and then they made him the headliner.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
Wow. Yeah. What a promotion.
No, it was good. It was good. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. It's
good. We can see Notre Dame High School. It's right there.
Yeah.
No, that's where I went to high school.
Oh, are you,
is it really?
No, no. I didn't. But I know a lot of people that did go there to high school. Yeah.
We were just talking about how I know you. I think I know you from stand-up comedy, but I think every stand-up comedian, you're the first big name people know, you know, because everyone knows you.
Well, that's what's starting to bug me.
Yeah.
Now, these darn comics, you know, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And, in fact, on the way over, I ran into about five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, on the...
Including freeway. Jacob?
Well, Jacob was there, too. He was hitchhiking. I picked him up.
That's a common...
I'm bringing everyone to your show now.
That's what I want.
Thank
I don't
you.
Mind
I appreciate
doing that.
That.
I don't mind doing that. Yeah.
But does it seriously bug you? Because, like...
Oh, these comics are driving me crazy. They're everywhere.
They're
behind every tree.
Thank you.
No.
They're under every rock.
I'm glad
I mean, everywhere
come
you
out
go,
and say, thank you for
there's a comic.
Yeah.
And I can't get away from them.
Yeah.
No, I love the comics.
No.
I'm just kidding around.
Yeah. But I think I know what you're saying. Like, it's there's too many, and like it's hard memorizing all their names and stuff.
Well, thousands. There are thousands. I don't really mind.
Oh, really?
I love the comics.
That's great.
Yeah, they're all cool, and we you know, any way I can help them.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you helping me doing this podcast. We've been trying to get you to do it for 3 years now.
Well, I talked to Norm, and Norm said, whatever you do, don't do it. That was not a very good Norm impression, but that's what he told me.
Wait, did he really?
Yeah, he said, Fraser, I don't know if you should do that's more like Lovitz. It sounded more like Lovitz. Well, Lovitz told me the same thing. Lovitz said, Fraser Smith, don't do his podcast.
I could see John saying
yeah,
that.
He told me that.
And, literally.
Yeah. So I said, well, why not, John? He's a nice guy. And he goes, I know, but I don't want you doing his podcast before you do mine.
John has a podcast?
Yeah. I don't know. That's what he told me. He may not have one. He might have just been saying that. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I could totally see John doing that, too.
Well, me too. You know how he is.
Yeah.
He'll try to divert anyone from anyone's podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I saw you do stand-up, you actually opened up for John and Ashley Hamilton at the Improv in Irvine. This was like,
oh, is that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
This was like... what, 8 years ago?
Yeah, that was 1943.
Yeah, way more than
8 years. Yeah, Ashley Hamilton was 20. yeah, down in Irvine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah, that was like a perfect show too.
It's a really good show because we were all buddies, and you know what it's like when you work with your friends.
It's fun.
It's fun. And John and Ashley and I worked together for a long time.
Yeah,
we were doing the shows at the Laugh Factory every Wednesday for a long time too.
Yeah,
the three of us.
The three of you.
Well, I would open, and then Ashley, and then John.
Oh, because John Lovitz had the Wednesday.
Yeah, he had the Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
It was the John Lovitz show.
Yeah, and then it went to Tom Arnold, right?
Then it went to Tom Arnold. Why would they have him instead of me? I'm John Lovitz.
Well, Tom doesn't even have it anymore. It's
No, now, and then it went to Rob Schneider, and then from Rob Schneider it went to Carrot Top.
Really?
From Carrot Top, it went to... I think Jeremy Hotz. And then after Hotz, it went to Russell Peters. And then for most of I mean, they had someone different every week, basically, is what happened.
I wish I knew Jeremy when it was during his show. I'm sure he would have put me on.
Oh, he would have had you on there, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm having a hard time getting at the Laugh Factory.
Well, I can't believe that with your the comedic ability.
I like you.
Yeah. Oh, Alan Frazier was one of the judges at L.A.'s Funniest.
Oh, at the Ice House.
Yeah, at
the
Ice House.
Yeah.
Where I came in. Second place.
I thought you should have won that.
Here you go.
Thank you so
right
much.
Here. You heard it right.
I think you should have won that. I was
hand Jacob the phone so he could do the live.
Jacob is here.
Yeah, this is my my second sidekick, Jacob. He's like my friend and then my assistant, and he said he's really good with like the Facebook Living. So
which
I was like,
he's doing right now.
Yeah,
he's
going
to prove that to us right now.
So
right.
I was like, all right, go do
you
it. Then he says I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's how we like to show most of our Periscope stuff is in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was like, why don't you just take my phone
live,
in the bathroom?
Yeah, live at the El Baño.
But no, Frazier, you were the judge there. And
that used to be my name in stand-up. I was Al Baño. Do you remember that? Where I used to work in Vegas under Al Baño. And I only did the Spanish rooms.
Yeah.
I would do the rooms. And I would do most of my show in Spanish, even though I don't know Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but... Al, you would have loved it.
I would have, indeed.
Yeah.
But no, so Frazier, you were the judge on that, and I appreciate you. I mean,
well, Al Baño does those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was cool that you were the judge, and, you know, that was the thing about that thing is that it had so many judges on that.
Well, there were more judges than there were audience members.
Yeah.
And that was the hard part because it took us like 3 days to get all the votes tabulated.
Oh.
But you did win.
Yeah,
you came in second. Yeah. Who came in? Who could have beaten you that day? You were so good.
Jose Raymond.
Oh, Jose Raymond. Jose. Well, Jose Raymond's pretty good too.
Yeah,
he's no Al Baño, but
he's no
good.
Keith Reza. But
that's for sure.
But like, it was weird because like Jose is Willie Barcino's main feature, so he has the training of Willie, and I have the training of Norm and Jeremy. You know what I mean? So like. It was a tough fight, but he also went on very early, and I went on last.
Well, I thought you did great.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who won. What's important is you did well.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You did really well, and you were really funny, and I thought you should have won, though.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Bruce Jingles said the exact same thing.
Well, then I would take that all with a grain of salt.
Yeah, because
if Bruce Jingles said so, then you know we got an issue.
We
got to reconsider.
But I love
Bruce. In that case, you probably lost.
I know, but I love Bruce. But I think Bruce doesn't think I'm funny. You know, so when he told me, he texted me. He's like, "By the way, I just want you to know, I voted for you. You know, all that stuff." And then
he lied about that. But, Bruce always lies.
And then I see Jose Raymond's status, and Bruce writes on his status. I voted for you.
Well, see, that's what I'm telling you. You can't trust Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bruce.
Well, he's drunk. most of the time, and stoned.
He did your show the other day.
Yeah, he was totally stoned. Yeah, and if he isn't stoned, then I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea.
Very articulate.
Yeah, but it's a good thing that Al Bagno knows many languages.
Many languages.
Yeah.
Do you remember in Vegas when we went to that restaurant to have that, what was it called? It was spaghetti with chili on it?
Oh, yeah, the three-way fire alarm chili. Yeah,
fire alarm.
Famous yeah. From Cincinnati.
It was delicious.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, we're driving to Vegas later to get some.
Yeah.
Jacob and I are going.
That Jacob? Sounds, no, sounds I'm not delicious. Invited.
No, we delicious. Can't have you. You can Jacob, drive You can yeah. drive with Bruce.
Bruce?
Jingles. Yeah.
Can Alan Lee come?
Yeah, Alan can
come. Oh, I'd love to. Thanks for the
Alan's
invite.
Driving. Are you
I'm driving. I'm the drive. I always drive. I love the drive.
But no, speaking of the Laugh Factory, how they have all these guys, and I think right now it's Kevin Nealon. They should give you the Fraser Smith show. You think
they talked about that, but then they realized that they already have enough nights that aren't working. Now, I'm just kidding. We'll see.
Yeah, but I think that would be perfect for you because you like to host and you like to interview. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, well, thank you. I always... I feel that all those years in radio have given me that skill set.
You know,
I've been on radio for about 2 or 3 years, and I've gotten a lot of, I started late in life when I was 73. I started, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now. So I interview a lot of people.
That's how long I've been doing radio.
Is that right? Really? Years. Wow. Well, that's good. You know, and like last night, I had Bruce Jingles on, one of the biggest celebrities in the country. Huge.
Bruce is
huge
big.
Celebrity.
We
He's very big.
Him. Yeah.
Especially, yeah.
You get big names. You got Rich Little because I told you to.
Rich Little.
You told me to get Rich Little.
Yeah.
You told me to get Rich Little. And I couldn't tell who I had booked on the show because it turned out to be Johnny Carson, Ed Sullivan,
President
Reagan.
And Nixon.
So I didn't really know who it was like a tenfold booking.
Wow. Yeah. And he called, right?
Well, he called in,
so it
but then it turns out
harder.
He was in the next room, calling in from the next room. And I said, why'd you do that? He could have just come in, and he said, well, I'm Rich Little. I don't have time. You felt like you didn't have time.
I thought, for example, I thought this was going to turn into a phone interview because I texted you, and then you said Long Beach.
Well, I just did that because I want you to stay on your toes.
You did. Yeah.
Now, what you said that the building was LB. Wait a minute.
LBPM.
LBPM, right? So I thought it was Long Beach Poly Monrovia.
Yeah.
And I was out. First, I was in Long Beach. Then I drove to Monrovia.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, well, maybe I'll find the guys out here. And you weren't out there, so I had to double back all the way to Sherman Oaks where I started.
Yeah. It really did scare the crap out of me, though, because I was like, oh, my God.
Long Beach. We saw you in Long Beach.
Well, and I blocked some people in the parking lot, too.
Oh, good. Because
you told me not to. So I did. And no one's getting out.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I left my car right at the in the front of the thing. No one can get out.
That's awesome.
In this neighborhood, it's good.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Because they can't disturb us for another 40
We don't want
minutes.
Anybody bugging us.
Yeah.
Because it's an important interview. except Bruce Jingles. He's welcome to call if he wants.
We should have him call it.
Yeah, he should call.
Yeah, I plan on getting Bruce on the show soon.
Well, that would be a huge mistake. But yeah, let's do it. So how long have you been doing this show?
How long has it been, Keith?
Keith, come on, snap out of it. This is an interview.
Ah, man. I've been doing the show for 3 years.
30 years?
30 years. Dear
three,
Lord.
30 years.
3 years. 3 years.
Jeez, what have you been smoking there, buddy?
Yeah. You must be hanging out with Bruce Jingles.
That's right.
Wow. 30 years for
30
this show?
Cheers,
no, 3 years.
Oh, three years.
You
three.
Are 30 years old.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, so you started when you were one.
Now, the thing I was impressed with, he was one. He had a one-year-old show. He couldn't reach the mic. They had 12 phone books.
12 phone books. Easily.
Now, the one thing I was impressed very much with your TV performance in Vegas. You went on the local TV.
Oh, yes.
And just killed it.
Oh, thank you.
You
so
know,
much.
And Jose still did a little better. But I'm just kidding. But you were very good on that.
Oh, thank you so much, Fraser. That means a lot to me.
Very good.
Yeah.
It was Regis and who? Somebody?
It was...
Kathy and...
Yeah, it was... No, it was...
Jingles? Kathy and Jingles. Now, there's a show.
That would be a good show.
That'd be interesting. Interesting casting.
I don't remember what it was. My publicist got that, and like...
So good. Yeah. You did so well.
I appreciate that. I haven't gotten anything else since. And I was like, oh, but I killed that.
Well, you did. I hope you kept that tape.
Oh,
yeah. Did you get that tape?
I do have it. Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I'll make sure I give it to Harry Basil, who's been following me everywhere. I can't get rid of the guy.
Yeah. I love Harry.
Al
Bagno should have his own show at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
he's already got his name on the wall there.
Yeah, he's already.
Al Bagno.
I love Harry, but I don't think Harry thought I was a good feature.
Oh.
Well, like, you know, that's a mistake, because clearly you are.
Yeah, thank you.
Clearly you are. Now, Jose is not.
No, I got to tell you.
I worry about Jose as a feature.
But he beat me.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. We're going to have to talk to some people.
A lot of judges.
Yeah, a lot of judges have issues.
Yeah.
You know that.
But like,
I don't trust any judges anywhere.
But you like hosting. I mean, when I think you're the funniest guy, you should be headlining. Like, do you?
Well, I've come up with a new thing, host lining.
Yeah.
And what it is you just keep introducing yourself.
Right.
You just bring yourself up, you do a couple minutes, and you go back in the audience, and you come back out, and you bring yourself up again
like
with new credits, and, you know, so you're host line.
I like that.
So good. It's a new thing.
But yeah. That could be the name of your reality show. Laugh Factory.
Host lining. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I bring myself on stage. I do a couple of minutes. I go back, bring myself back up again. You know, and do that for about an hour. Tell him out of material. Okay, we came up with something good on this podcast.
Let's do it.
Host lining.
See, this was worth it.
Very good.
That's one of my lines, you know, in my act where I say, I'm so single, I'm dating myself, ladies and gentlemen, and I love it.
Al, that was genius. I don't know where you're coming up with this stuff.
Is that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
I don't know where you're coming up with it.
I had to share that.
I take it back. Al Bagno is not number one. You are.
Is that amazing?
You have come up with some unbelievable material.
Unreal.
Who's your writer? Bruce Jingles? Wow. You have taken over.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is why I like it when the guests are here, because they always pick on Alan.
Well, Al's the greatest. We love him.
But I'm not Al Bagno.
No, but he's no Al Bagno. Nope. And who is, really?
Yeah.
Think about it. He's got his name on almost every building in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people don't even remember what he looks like.
Yeah. Well, they have no idea. And that's part of the charm.
Yeah.
You know, Al shows up. They don't even know who he is. Don't know that he's booked. they tell him to leave, and then he blocks the parking so that no one can leave. That's how he rolls.
You ever see, like, because you go to the Comedy Store a lot, you ever see, like, the names of, like, all the old comedians who aren't around anymore? And, like,
And mostly mine.
Yeah.
My name is on there, and I'm barely around.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I had to spray paint it on there. You know how Al Bagno, I mean, that's how he gets there late at night.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone. He puts his name in about 12 different spots. And
I'm thinking about spray painting my name.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Who's going to know?
Yeah.
Who's going to know? They won't find out for years.
Yeah.
Well, how'd he get on there? See, but they're not going to know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like,
use the right color paint.
Good
paint. If you use orange paint, they're going to go, well, wait a minute. That guy wasn't on here last night.
Yeah.
So just, you know.
That's a little obvious.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, no, the reason why I bring the names up is because, you know, Steve Trevino, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
So funny. He's really funny, and his name is on it. And I was at the Comedy Store the other day, just hanging out. And this comedian was trying to impress this girl. And he's like, babe, I'm on the Comedy Store wall. And she's like, oh, really? What's your name? And he's like, oh, it's Steve Trevino. And I'm just laughing because she has
But it
no,
wasn't Steve Trevino?
It wasn't Steve. But I was just laughing. So I was just like, oh, my God, that's actually genius.
Well, it is pretty genius. And, you know, Steve Trevino did that with me.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said, I'm Fraser Smith. See, I'm right there. And I heard him say that. And I said, Steve, come on. You're not. Come on. And he goes, Fraser, I've got to try to impress this girl.
Yeah. But he ended up marrying her.
Well, see, that's where he went wrong. That's what he gets for using my name.
It was a mistake.
Alan, you know that's not right.
I know. No, not at all.
Come on.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But which one do you enjoy doing more, radio or stand-up?
I like Roundup, which is a combination of stand-up and radio. I call it Roundup. And what you do, you do some stand-up on the radio. You have some jokes.
Right.
And then you throw down with that. And then a lot of times I'll be on stage and I'll toss to a commercial. So that's kind of like it's Roundup.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
We're creative. You got to be creative in this market.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's host lining, and then there's Roundup. All kinds of.
But to be fair, Alan kind of helped you on the host lining thing.
Well, he did. He gets an assist.
I get an assist. I appreciate that.
You know, which one do I like better? I don't know. They're about. I like radio. I think.
Yeah.
Because I've done it for like. Like I said, 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The same here. Like,
3 weeks.
I love stand-up comedy because I there's nothing better than making people laugh. But I also like radio because I feel like I'm making people laugh. But the thing is, I can't tell over radio.
That's an interesting way to say it.
Well, that is good. You know, my goal is to make no one laugh.
Oh.
And I think I've succeeded. You know, you have to
you've made me laugh
as low as possible. Well, you're really wrecking the curve on this thing. You know, I had no laughs going into this show, and now I'm getting a lot of them, and it's wrong. You pretty much ruined my career. Thanks a lot.
Sorry about that.
You know,
this is why John Lovitz won't do
it. School. Well, you know, John Lovitz, yeah, he said that to me. He goes, I'm not going to go on Keith's show. And I said, well, why not? And he goes, hey, he's too funny. He thought you were too funny, and he didn't want the competition.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate it.
You know, he came in last in that contest at the Ice House, John Lovitz.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Because he was yelling at the judges the whole time. I don't have to be here. You know, he was yelling at him. No, he didn't do any jokes. He just yelled.
Just yelled.
So he didn't get to his piano stuff.
No, he never got to the piano, and they didn't have one. And that was the problem. Yeah, so John was up there, and he's like, what do I do now? How do I end the show? He didn't know how to get off stage. He just stood up there for a couple of days after the show. It was kind of embarrassing.
A little hard.
Yeah, it was tough, Alan. It was tough. So, yeah, man. So, your career's going well. You won the contest.
Yeah, Mike.
We're going to say you won.
Okay.
No one's going to know. You won.
But what if Jose Raymond listens?
Well, Jose Raymond probably was not listening. But if he is, then he won. Okay.
Congratulations.
Jose is very funny, too.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah,
no, I like Jose a lot. Yeah. He's funny. He's a good guy.
Yeah. But no, my career,
it's doing well. We got to keep things rolling.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah, we got to do that.
We got to get you out of the OC.
Yeah, I want to go on.
You're down in the OC a lot, right?
Yeah. I got to get to LA and get inside the Laugh Factory and the comedy.
Well, now, where do you play down in OC?
Irvine Improv, Bray Improv, and a bunch of bars that pay me $30 to talk about autism.
Well, you know, in a bar, they need to know about
it. They know. They do.
Now, in terms of, Irvine's great.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a great club,
nice
right?
That's a great club, yeah.
And then
have you been to the new one yet?
Well, I have been to the new one, yeah. And then with Hots and I played down there. And then we've got the Brea has got, Danny is running it now. They've got a new guy running it.
Really?
Yeah, Danny.
It's no longer Josh?
I think it's Danny now.
Wow.
And Brea. But Danny's a great guy.
Yeah, I could hit up Danny then.
Talk to Danny. He's my friend. He's real cool.
If they give me a date, you want to do the show with me?
I'll do anything.
Oh.
I'll pretty much do anything except Notre Dame High.
Okay.
Because I had enough of that when I was going there. And the thing is, I never actually went there, but I still have had enough of it. Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, that'd be fun, man. All right, Danny.
Tell Danny we need to get things going, Doug.
Yeah, I'll say Fraser Smith says you got to give me a date.
Well, then you'll never get it. But yeah, you can say that, sure. Sure. Let's try to do some shows.
Yeah, let's.
I had fun working with you in Vegas. I thought it was fun.
You know, that's one of the things, like, I don't know how much you, like, that meant a lot to me that you were, because, you know, obviously I'm very close with Jeremy and I'm close with you, and I thought that would have been the perfect show.
Would have been a good show.
You know.
We were sorry that Jeremy had that accident.
Yeah.
You know,
we still don't even know what actually happened.
Well, I'm not sure either. I think he tripped on his cat. Does he have a cat?
No, he has.
His dog, Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq the dog. Yeah. He might have tripped on Shaq is my guess, but
yeah.
I don't know.
But then we heard, like, he got in a car accident. We've heard
several
stories.
Well, I guess I did hear
stories.
That, and then we heard that, you know, he had fallen off the roof at Notre Dame High.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors that went on.
And then we heard that John Lovitz, like,
John
broke his arm by yelling at him.
Twisted his arm, and that could have happened.
So
you will not go on before me.
Get
get off the stage.
Yeah.
But I keep saying if Jeremy was healthy, he would have won that competition.
Oh, Jeremy, easy. Easy. Would have
he would have smoked me and Jose.
Well, that's true. Although Jose probably broke his arm. Now, knowing Jose, that guy does not mess around.
Yeah. But Fraser, you've done movies too. You were in one of my favorite movies called Blank Man. You remember
Blank
that?
Man? I was in Blank Man, yeah. And they cut most of my part out wisely because they wanted to get some ratings, have some people come to the box office. But it was fun. That was Mike Binder directed that along with Damon Wayans.
Yeah, Damon Wayans was Blank Man.
Yeah, he was Blank Man.
Yeah,
and David Allen Blank Man was in it too.
Yeah.
He was in there. It was quite a movie.
Yeah.
And so was, what's her name, Robin Givens.
Really?
Yeah, she was in there, in that movie.
I know Jason Alexander was in there.
He was in there, too, yeah.
Yeah, well, the question I had is, because movies nowadays, they are putting a lot of stand-up comedians in it to, like, make the movie work, and Blank Man was in the 94, 93 range, right?
Yeah.
That style wasn't really popular then. So what was it like being in a film with the style that probably influenced a lot of movies like that?
Well, you know, I knew most of those guys. I knew David Alan Grier was a friend of mine, and Jason Alexander's a friend of mine, and you know, I knew everyone in the film. So it just seemed like old home week. And my buddy Mike Binder was the director.
Yeah, I love Mike.
Mike's very talented, great guy, and an old friend from Detroit, like me. Yeah. And he went to Notre Dame High. But it was fun. It's fun when you work with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't make it seem like it's work, right?
It doesn't. It was really fun to shoot that. But, you know, I think on that movie they were a little bit off on their timing. I think if that movie had come out like today, it would probably do great.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, it because people are more concerned about helping the disabled.
Yeah.
And I think also superhero movies are big, so that kind of a superhero spoof would have worked even better.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times I think they were a little ahead of their time.
Yeah.
And
makes sense.
It was coming off that character that Damon had done in Living Color.
Yeah.
Right. Which was another show that was kind of ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so maybe if the timing had been a little better, that would have been more of a hit.
Yeah, yeah. But I still thought it was the funniest movie.
Very funny movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie, you know. And I was actually in it a lot more. I think...
Well, you were telling me a lot of stuff got cut.
Yeah. I think they overshot or something. I don't know. Or maybe my stuff was just bad. I don't know. But whatever. I had a bunch of newscaster scenes. I was a newscaster.
Yeah.
And so I didn't, you know, a lot of that didn't make it,
yeah.
Which I am still complaining to SAG about. I call them every day. What happened? I don't even identify myself. I just go, what happened? And they go, who is this? And then I go, Chad Lovitz. Yeah. But I want them to think it's always John Lovitz who's causing trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's very smart. You know?
Yeah. He'll be kicked out of the union soon. Why did you kick me? He'll be complaining about that.
But do you want to get into acting? Because I think you're a great actor. I think you'd be
that's nice of you, Keith.
Awesome
character. I've done quite a bit, but I haven't done as much as I would like. And many people would probably say that about their career. But thank you for saying that. I got a lot of parts at a certain point in my career because of the radio being so big.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, my profile was higher in the town, and people would just sort of cast me. A lot of times I didn't even have to audition. I would just get the part.
Yeah, that's a
great which is always good. And those days, I'm just not as big on the radio as I was back then. So I don't get those offers like I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still, I take acting classes from a very good teacher, and I keep sharp on that. And
John Lovitz, isn't it?
John Lovitz is my coach, yeah. Fraser, why did you? Don't, I told you to project.
Be in the moment.
Yeah. The moment.
Yeah. John Lovitz, he's always in the moment, John Lovitz, if you've noticed that. Questions? Who needs him? All right. I like his Q&A.
Yeah.
Because he'll go, at the end of the show, he'll do a Q&A. And he'll go, does anyone have any questions? I thought not. Good night. He doesn't give anyone a chance to ask any questions.
Well, I I wrote a movie, and it's a romantic comedy, but if it ever gets picked up, I want you to be in it.
Well, okay, but I have to clear it through my agent, yeah. Bruce Jingles.
Okay. I can send it to
my
him.
Agent, yeah. Yeah. He told me, dude, he goes, I'm going to smoke the script. I said, what do you mean? Because I'm out of rolling papers, so I'm going to have to use Keith's script.
Yeah. But no, I just want you to know that if it,
well, that's very nice of you, and you're very talented. You know, you have a great sense of humor. You clever. You're very clever, smart, and you're going to do great.
I am smart.
Yeah.
Like this is the because you know how like when people don't text you back, like with my Asperger's, it frustrates me. You know what I mean? Because it's like I don't know if they're ignoring me or whatever. I figured out a way to get everyone to text you back.
How is that?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. You just text someone. Hey, did I accidentally send you a dick pic last night? They'll always respond.
Well, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah,
that's I like that. Yeah. That's
see, I'm trying to get no one to return my text. That's my goal. I don't want anybody to text me back, and I don't like any of that stuff. Please don't ever email me. Don't go to my website. Do I have one? I don't even know. Don't go Facebook. You know, no Facebook. I don't want to. I hate all that stuff.
You do?
Oh, I hate it.
You're more of a...
That's why my career's in the toilet.
Oh, your career's
not. That's why I'm
not.
Al Bagno. Now, you know...
your career's not in the toilet.
No, I'm just saying...
You're awesome,
but I'm just not a guy who likes to do that stuff.
Yeah,
I know you have to. And people get mad. Yeah. You know, people get mad. Like my producer on my radio show, he goes, Fraze, people are really mad at you because you're not liking any of the stuff on Facebook that they send you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why don't you go ahead and like it all?
Yeah.
I go, Mel. And he goes, well, some of that stuff you don't want to say like, because that would be get you in trouble. And I'm like, who cares? I don't care. You know, I mean, that stuff to me, honestly, I'm not kidding. It really is not something I'm into. And I know you have to be into it.
Yeah, because you're used to the olden days, like just a word of mouth.
Yeah, and you know, smoke signals and tin cans with strings, stuff like that. That was how I used to communicate, and I still do.
Yeah,
I still do. I don't have a cell phone. I have a tin can with a string, and I just go, "Hey, what's going on out there?" You know,
I had to like find
the only
a perfect
other guy that has a tin can
you.
Like that is John Lovitz. What did you say? You know.
Bruce Jingles comes in.
Yeah, Bruce Jingles is the other guy that has, because he's my agent. He's got to have one, too. Yeah. Those are different kinds of smoke signals. Hey, come on, it's Bruce Jingles. Come on, guys.
I love it when you do comedy. After every joke, you do the snap.
Yeah, you know, that's my version of Snapchat. You heard about Snapchat, of course, but this is snap, and then I chat. Snap. That's how I do it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it.
And people really are confused by that. Uh-huh. But that's my point. My goal is to confuse everyone.
Uh-huh.
And so far it's working. But snap, and then you chat a little bit.
One of my favorite jokes of yours is where you say, you know how like escorts online, they want 200 roses an hour? I want to be the guy who actually shows up to their house with 200 roses.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
That's just so funny because it's like I could just imagine someone actually doing that. And then you snap.
And then you snap. And then you leave. That's how you do it. It's like pizza delivery.
Yeah.
Only it's roses. You know, and I'm always delivering stuff to Bruce Jingle's house. But I think it's probably weed. It's in a pizza box. I don't look.
Yeah.
I don't look. I don't want to look.
So that's how you pay him is a pizza box?
Yeah. Well, it's my agent. I got to pay him.
Yeah.
One of these days, I will actually accept an email
awesome.
or a text.
Ah,
but it's not going to be for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a lot of time. You know what I mean? I'm busy blocking parking lots.
That's funny because he just said he blocked this parking lot.
I did, and that see it proves it.
Yeah, Fraser, I have a question. You've interviewed a lot of people over your career. Who is the coolest person you've ever interviewed? Like, and you've interviewed a lot of people. Like,
well, I'd have to say Alan.
Oh,
Alan is pretty cool, man.
Thank you.
And
I like to see Keith. I am cool.
See? And, you know, to me, the coolest of all. But if I had to pick someone who's not in this room tonight, I guess I would go with Alice Cooper. I like Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
I like Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper's very hip.
Yeah.
And very funny, and we're both from Detroit.
Play
so
golf.
He's a great golfer.
That's right, you do golf. Yeah.
And, you know, Johnny Carson said he was the wittiest of all the rock stars, and I think he probably is, although David Lee Roth's pretty witty, too.
But, I like him, too.
But, and I like David, too. David was another great guest. He's been on my show a lot. But I think I always like Alice.
Yeah.
Because he has a range of interests that you can talk to him about. You know, he's a golfer. He likes sports. He likes rock music. He's, you know, horror movies. You know, across, he's got a lot of interests. Yeah. And that always makes for a good interview.
A few pointers in makeup.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Alan. That's why Alan's number two on the list.
Alice
comments like that, buddy.
Alice golfs because he does the Patrick Warburton golf tournament.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you really?
Alice Cooper does.
Oh, Alice does. I thought Alan did.
So I've seen Alice.
Al Banyuin.
I've seen Alice, and I've always wanted, I'm a fan of his, but I've always wanted to meet him. But I've always been too scared because Wayne's World kind of blew it for me. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's how it is everywhere he goes. People are bowing down to him on the golf course.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
And
that's why it takes him a long time to get through a round. Because everyone's bowing, and he's like, all right, guys, enough. And you know. Now, Patrick Warburton, when is his tournament?
It's in March. You want to do it?
I would love to play in his tournament, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's great.
That'd be fun. Did he ever respond to you about the
record? I never heard back from him, but I blame that on you.
Okay.
Now, because he told me, because Keith told me, he goes, oh, he'll call you back. He's my buddy. Yeah. And I knew right then that he wouldn't call back. My ride's here. That cop car down there?
Yes.
There he is. He's down there. I got to get down there.
He's blocking somebody.
Yeah, he's probably going to tow me away for blocking the building. He's a great guy, though. And I know he's a friend of your family. And wonderful guy.
We'll get you
very
on
talented
it.
Actor. Super talented actor.
We'll get you on it on the golf tournament.
Well,
you got to answer your phone when I text you back.
Well, I have no time for that, but because I've got to head down to Long Beach after this.
And then you got to head down to Long Beach, right?
And then
now?
I'm going to Monrovia because I want to retrace my steps and see where I went wrong.
I thought you were in Hollywood tonight.
Well, I am, but I have to retrace my steps before I get there because just so I can figure out where I got off course.
All right.
Yeah. You were texting.
Because I won't talk to Siri.
Siri's kind of weird.
I will not talk to Siri.
She has an attitude problem.
She's got an attitude, and I won't talk to anyone like that.
No.
I don't have time.
Can you imagine if Siri was John Lovitz's voice, though?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
my
would.
God.
There'd be accidents everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone would be in an accident. Yeah. I said to turn left! Yeah. He'd be yelling at all the drivers.
It would be chaos. It would be really bad.
Yeah, it would be bad.
But it might be the funniest accident ever.
It could be a funny accident.
Yeah.
And anything that'll liven up an accident
no
is good.
No questions.
Yeah. Like, you could just, like turn and kill somebody, and then, the Surrey will be like, I said stop.
Exactly. Like, now, what are your plans? You are, let me see, you're down there in Orange County.
Right, yeah.
You're going to try to move up to Hollywood, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to sell a couple movies and a couple scripts.
You got some movie scripts going?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been taking a class. I don't have them in an agent's land yet.
But you have a couple that are under...
Yeah, I have one called the Fraser Smith Snapchat.
Well, we already know that's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
It's just me snapping the entire movie. Hey, guys, what's happening?
Popcorn.
Yeah, come on, folks. Get that popcorn while you can. Come on. Dots. Let's try some dots. You know.
But no, I'm actually writing a pilot, and I think you're really funny, and I'm going to put you in something.
Let's write a Canadian thing for Hots.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, because Canadian TV is a little easier to get on.
Okay.
And I think if we, put our heads together, we could... now we have a police chase during your show.
Wow.
That's
two.
John Lovitz. Cops are
I
coming.
I told those policemen to shut up. Now, John actually does yell at cops.
Yeah.
I've been with him where he actually yelled at a cop.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they don't know what to say. They're like, isn't that John Lovitz? we should write a Canadian sitcom for Jeremy Hotz.
Let's do it.
He's well known up there.
Yeah.
And it's a little easier, I think, to get on the air there with a show. So why don't we pool our talents and put together something for Hotzi?
Yeah.
And then we can write ourselves in.
Yeah, let's do it. We could give him a pilot for his birthday. It's just passed, so next birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Christmas, but he doesn't celebrate because he's Jewish or something.
Well, yeah.
I texted him Merry Christmas, and he got mad at me. And I didn't know Jew. Like, I don't know a lot
well,
about religion,
but
I didn't know.
He gets mad a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So you know, so I think that was just normal. More cops. Here we go. You only on your show do we have. Is this a police show?
It's like a Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, the sheriff is the next guest.
Oh, he's your next. Well, that's his motorcade.
Yeah, he's a week early.
Well, they won't be able to get in the building because I haven't blocked out. Now, it's kind of a hostage situation. So, yeah, no, I think let's do something for Hots. Well, now, what kind of a show could you see Hots doing?
I could see him being, well, because he talks about being miserable a lot. So I could talk. So a good show will be like maybe he's just miserable.
That's a good idea.
You know, and like he could be like a boss, and he's like, yeah. Shaq attack. You know,
Shaq is his attack dog.
Yeah,
and he has him kill all of his employees.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a good pitcher.
We're
onto
something. We're onto something.
That sounds good.
Well, I can do that. Yeah. Alan and I will do that. Well, we just got to come up with the premise on this.
We just got to explain it good enough for Bruce. So
well, Bruce Jingles, yeah, he probably, you know, he is a television executive, yeah, but I don't know if a lot of people knew that, but that's how he got his start up in Canada. Oh. Bruce is Canadian, and yeah, if people didn't know that about him, he's a Canadian broadcasting giant up there. And he's taller than most people in Canada. The people in Canada are very short. I don't know if you knew that. And you know who's big up there is Al Bagno. Al is a known superstar out there in Canada. So maybe we should do the Al Bagno show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Interesting.
Jeremy could be Al Bagno. He could like act or something.
Well, no, I would have to be Al Bagno, but Jeremy could be my sidekick.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool. I got a good idea.
We're
for
cops. We're mounted policemen. But we're looking for
we got to get you an idea too, because I think you could definitely lead a series too.
Well, it's very nice of you to say. You know, the hard part in this business is getting that across to the executives.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, you have to get the suits to realize that, because it's nice of you to say it, and I've wanted to do that for many years, and I've pitched a lot of shows over the years. But you have to have a little bit of a luck with that and a timing, and you also have to have the right premise at the right time.
Yeah.
You know.
But I could definitely see you doing it, like, so I'll think of something.
Well, that'd be really nice of you. Thank you. What do you think I could be, like a detective?
Yeah, definitely. Didn't you do that, though? Right. Didn't you try and pitch something like that?
I had a detective thing that didn't go anywhere. Huh. It was called Fraser Smith House Dick. And I thought it was going to be big. Well, it was big, I got to tell you. But it was something that I thought was going to be maybe bigger. But, you know, a lot of people think that about themselves. I had a thing called Dick Surf, Private Guy.
Yeah.
And it was like a surf bum who was also a private detective. And it was kind of like, a little bit like the old James Garner one. What was it called?
Rockford.
Whoa.
It's a little bit like Alan.
Thank you.
That's why you're the number one sidekick in this room.
Thank you.
He spills the water over the microphone.
Well, that's okay. John Lovitz would yell at him. Alan, what are you doing with that water? So my boss, the police lieutenant Lovitz.
Yeah.
We could put Lovitz in that thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't you think a Norm could be in it too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love
it. Could be you know, so we have Norm in there. All right, let's think about that.
Yeah. We only have about 3 more minutes, and I wanted to ask you one last question, because this was actually a Twitter question that I actually remembered, and it was said, ask Fraser this question.
Okay.
Did you ever have any, groupies / stalkers, and if so, do you still have their phone number?
I had a combination of groupies and stalkers, grokkers, and groppers, I guess I call them. And I will give you their phone number because you deserve to.
But it wasn't for me; it was for Alan Lee.
Oh God, you guys!
You deserve that kind of torture.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, I had my moments back in the day. Yeah, with stalkers and groupies.
What was it like? Did someone just follow you to a comic club?
Well, it's kind of like I'm following everyone now. It was Harry Basil. He was following me everywhere. I couldn't get rid of the guy. I had my groupies and stalkers.
All right. Well, Fraser, we're about to wrap up. Do you have anything coming up, like any movies or any TV shows, or where can the folks at home see you?
I'm just going to try to get down to Long Beach and back to Monrovia and then back to Hollywood tonight. But, yeah, no, I don't. I'm trying to sell a movie script. I have it out there now. It's called Time Ball, Futuristic Football. Uh-huh. And I have a TV show that I'm trying to sell called Calabasas.
Oh.
And it's all about Westlake. Now, you figure that out.
Yeah, Calabasas, no, Westlake. I like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty hip TV series. I've got it out there with a lot of people. We're trying to sell that.
Oh, and I have a feeling it's going to sell because you deserve to be on TV.
Well, that's really nice of you to say. I'm a big fan of yours, Keith.
Oh.
We were kidding around this whole time, but I do really like your comedy. You're a very talented kid, and I know you're going to do real well.
Oh, thanks,
and Alan, well, not so much. No, Alan's also very talented and the number one sidekick in this room.
There you go.
You're a good man. I love you, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming out
really
here.
Really appreciate it.
Great.
I've got to go unblock the driveway.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for nice words. I love you very much.
Thank you, Fraser Smith.
Good guy. You guys are both good guys. We thank you for joining us on the Fraser Smith Show tonight here at Notre Dame High. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Fraser.
Good night,
Fraser. Well, okay, that's the show, guys.
There you go.
Oh, Fraser, do you want people to add you on the Facebook? And the?
I hope they don't. No, don't do that, please.
Or the Twitter.
Nothing. The only thing would be Snapchat.
Snapchat.
If you want to do that, that's
fine. All right, guys. Well, Fraser Smith, once again, for coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the funniest guy.
It's my pleasure.
And then, Alan Lee, do you have anything coming up this week?
Well, what I have coming up is going back to teach those children, and I hope I they don't kill me in summer school.
I hope they do. And I'm kidding, Alan. Of course I don't.
He's a teacher.
Oh, he does. Really? Wow. Okay, those kids
it's
are in trouble,
man. It's hard to make
it
into comedy.
Wow.
All right. Well, guys, I'm Keith Reza. The next show I have is in the OC Steelhouse on June 30th. So tickets are $15. If you want to go there. Like our fan page and Twitter at Reza Riffs. And rate us and review us on iTunes and subscribe. We need the help. And once again, thank you so much, Fraser, for coming.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Keith.
All right.
Good night.
We'll see you guys next week.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.